trying to make it right. These people won't let me go. I'm just trying to live my life. I just need space to grow. I'm just trying to make it right. These people won't let me go. Let me grow, let me go. Let me grow, let me go. They should know, they should know. They should know, they should know. I'm just trying to live my life. Need space to grow. I'm just trying to make it right. These people won't let me go.
Welcome to the Tea with Bree. I'm your host, Bree. Thanks for listening. The Tea with Bree podcast is focused on deep, honest, and vulnerable conversation. Each week, I sit down with a different guest in order to have those conversations. Every week, we'll start with my guest's bio, an intro into how we know each other, and then we'll go into a deep breath conversation about whatever topic they brought to me that week. Welcome back to another episode of Bree's Tea, which is my solo version of my Thursday episode, where I share some personal updates, answer questions, offer advice, things like that. If you would like to send a question, you can email me at theteawithbree@gmail.com. So, hello. I took last week off, obviously, which has been nice to not feel as much pressure to put content out and to take the time to decide what I want to talk about during my solo episodes, to take time editing episodes that I have with guests. And so I think I like this cadence of an episode with me followed by an episode with a guest and kind of going back and forth. Especially as I prepare to travel a lot this summer. I'm in two weddings in October, but bachelorettes, bridal showers, all those sort of things are coming up. So just giving myself some grace. But I do have some really great guests coming up. I am looking for guests to talk about abortion issues with, because if you follow me on Instagram, you saw that I went on a tangent the other day about stuff happening out of Louisiana that I have not been able to get past. So that will be a topic for sure, maybe even a series. I also want to have some folks on to talk about things that have been happening in Gaza, specifically what happened in Rafah this last week. So yeah, there's a lot happening in the news and I just want to process it with people. So here we are. But today, as you know, I'm alone. So I want to talk about I'm going to start talking about things through a theme, maybe. And so I think this week's theme is going to be letting things be, and the idea of it is okay not to have a question and to just be open. And personally, I've been back on my faith journey. I was never not a believer. I grew up very religious. My godfather's a pastor. I feel like I've talked about this before on the show. But when I moved to Texas, I found a church I liked right away, and then had three branches, for the lack of the better term I can't think of right now, a north, south, and a central, and I went south, and I loved it. I loved the central pastor as well, but about a year into me going to this church, that had a lot of queer people who went to the south location at least, but yeah, about a year into me going and having built community, and I was a greeter. I was in a women's group. Like, I was very involved. Then one of the pastors, the North pastor, basically came out condemning queer people. And so I stopped going, which was really hard for me in the sense of, like, I had finally found a place that I liked that felt comfortable. But as someone who grew up being taught about God and Jesus being very open and quote unquote forgiving and all sins being sins and like being queer and a woman and black and an activist and a feminist and like all these things that have really shaped my identity and still being able to have a relationship with God and having looked for a church for a while too, and to have that happen just really put a sour taste in my mouth, and I haven't gone to church ever since unless I'm home and I go to my godfather's church. Otherwise, I watch two pastors online who I like, Pastor Mike and Pastor Stephen Furtick. But aside from that, I'm not really going to church. Anyway, I recently have been talking to some other friends who are reestablishing their faith. I personally bought like a prayer journal and a Bible. It's like the She Reads Bible. I saw this girl on Instagram that I follow get it, who also has a faith. And so, yeah, I think I'm just, again, trying to decide what my faith looks like for me. And then very weirdly today, I blew a tire because that's my life. And the tow truck driver and I ended up having a very interesting conversation about religion that I didn't really invite, but it was a 20-ish minute drive and here we are. And I just could think about like my godmother, who always says like the scripture, like let your light so shine before man, you know, that whole scripture. And this happens to me often. Like I'll just be somewhere and a random stranger will start talking to me about God and I will like entertain this conversation because I grew up religious. But yeah, so, you know, with everything going on with me medically, a couple things going on personally, I've just been really leaning into faith as a crutch, which I think about, you know, my grandmothers and my aunts and, you know, older women in my life who have gone through terrible things and still have some of the deepest faith in their life. And I think it brings them peace and understanding and to enduring times that are just so confusing. And yeah, so yeah, that's kind of been it. And a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to a sermon from Pastor Mike, and I'll link it if I can find it. But it was this whole thing about like leaning out or leaning in. And the example he gave was about like when you're at a job, like, and things happen, do you lean in or do you lean out? Like, do you invest more in fixing the problem or do you jump ship? And in that moment, what do you think God is trying to teach you? And it's been a really interesting theme to like think about the last couple of weeks because I've been dealing with some stuff at work. And my initial reaction is always to lean in, to try to be a part of the solution, to hear people out, to get perspective. And, you know, that's the activist in me. That's the woman who wants to fix things. It's also a control thing, which my therapist and I were unpacking, which I'll circle back to in a minute. And so, yeah, this idea of leaning in because so many things have been happening and people have been upset and I'm trying to fix it because we work with some really great people and I don't want to lose them. And I feel like in this position of power that I have at work, it is my job to try to fix it, right? But then also I'm like, I could lean out and just like leave. Like I could leave. Like I could find somewhere else to work. I just re-signed my lease and my intention has always been to give this job 2 years. And so I'm coming up on a year in June, like middle end of June. So I'm coming up on a year and I'm starting to get that itch. And before all this stuff started happening at work, I was fine. I truly still love my job. I love the kids. I love the people I work with. But there's just some, that whole idea of like the bad apples, like there's some issues there that I think need to be fixed. And I'm like, am I the one who is in a privileged position of power to fix it? Do I fix it? So it was that, do I lean out or do I lean in? And then yesterday, my therapist and I were talking about the correlation between my need to control things. And that could be like the chaos of work, you know, a friend breakup that's no longer really happening because I think this friend is like finally ready to address some issues in our relationship. And so we were talking about this of like this idea of leaning in or leaning out. My therapist goes, you can also just leave it. But leave it for her meant I don't need to lean in and I don't need to lean out. I can just exist in the space and let other people fix the things or get involved. And when I tell you that was never even a consideration for me of like, if it doesn't affect me, I don't need to get involved. And it's really funny because typically I'm a person who just is like, chill. Like if you don't ask me for my advice, I'm not giving it. I am a staunch defender of the people who I love and care about. But I'm not like judgmental. If you ask, like if you just want to like vent to me and tell me your problems, totally fine. But if you don't need advice, I'm not going to give it. That sort of vibe. But when it comes to like work and when I feel like people are, you know, headed towards hurting themselves in a way that I can help them steer away from, I lean in or I lean out. But the idea of leaving it, basically leaving it alone was never an option. And so now I'm trying to sit in that idea. I had a conversation with a coworker today and like maybe we just leave it alone and see what happens. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Last time I talked to y'all, I also gave some health updates. There's nothing really new. I go to my gynecologist this week, I think tomorrow, Thursday. I have a mammogram next week, and I went for genetic testing a couple weeks ago where they can test for 72 genetic markers to see if you're predisposed to cancer. And so we're waiting for those results to come back. And, you know, I've heard a lot of news lately of, you know, people close to other people I know who have gotten diagnoses of cancer and things like that. So obviously it's causing a little bit of anxiety. I'm convinced I feel something in my breast every time I shower and check. So yeah, we're just kind of waiting to see. We're trying not to be anxious until we actually know. And I also got back on the dating apps, which I know is like a very hard fear, but I got back on the dating apps because, well, just Hinge, which is not an ad. I just don't like Bumble and Tinder. Hinge is the only one where I tend to get any interaction. And so I matched with this dude, cis hetero white man. We hung out one night. Things were great. We were supposed to hang out Saturday. This man ghosted me. Like, didn't even say anything. And like, I had followed up and was like, hey, I had a great time. Can't wait to see you Saturday. And he never responded. And then yesterday was really funny. I had a friend who posted a thing about ghosting, and I had had friends who were like, how are you feeling? Are you okay? And I was like, I'm fine. I'm just annoyed. Like, I just think it's rude. And this person was 2 years older than me. And I'm just like, as a person who has done the work to cause as little harm as possible, I was just fucking frustrated because I think it's childish to ghost someone. You can just say, hey, this was great, but I'm not feeling you. Great. Rather than just like leave someone wondering. I think it's just a respect thing. Like, not that you owe anyone anything. It's just respectful because we're grown-ups. That all being said, I've now adopted this new sort of down-to-clown summer vibe of focusing on having fun. I truly don't know if I want to get married or have kids. And so this is my way of also taking pressure off of myself. I also truly believe that my person isn't in Austin. And, you know, a couple of my friends get very upset when I say this. They don't want me to like speak it into existence. But again, as someone who has been here for 8 years and never had a serious relationship and still truly does feel invisible in this city, I just feel like it's getting thinner and whiter. And it's just, or if there are people of color, they tend to date white women over black women, no matter what the white woman looks like, no matter what I look like. It's just a thing. So starting to focus also on leaning into my platonic relationships more, family, friends, the people I work with, the kids I work with, and continuing to let those fill me up, which is something I did in my early 20s too, when I was like very much trying to find a partner and getting frustrated and focusing on the relationships I have and really being grateful. And I think I talked about this in the last episode, being very grateful for being able to afford to live alone and live in a space that I really enjoy and now I get to invest in. I'm going to have my friend Nettie, who I've posted about before on my Instagram, her Instagram that she's doing home interior design, every last layer, I'll link it below. She's going to help me with some interior design stuff because I want to make my apartment really feel like a home because I just re-signed my lease, at least for another year. But I'm also taking this next year and a half, to decide where I want to live when my lease is up. My lease is up next May, June. And so, yeah, I'm starting to decide if I'm going to go back to the East Coast somewhere. I don't think it'll be Connecticut. I have been on a New York vibe lately, which is very odd. I never thought I would want to live in New York. But I truly miss the access to public transportation. The thing with my car today also really pissed me off. So I think I'm also just sick of driving and paying for insurance. I think having a car is such a trap. But I live in a city where you have to have a car or you have to pay for Ubers out the yang. And so, yeah, I'm just starting to weigh my options. One of my best friends lives on the West Coast, so I've been thinking about visiting him out there. My high school best friend lives in Chicago, which I've never been, but everyone, I always hear really good things about it. But the winters there I heard are gnarly, and I cannot subscribe to that. So yeah, I'm kind of just taking this next year to decide. I've been really toying with the idea of moving out of the country. I have one of my best friends is a dual citizen, and she's lived in London for the last 3-ish years. I had a friend who is born and raised American. He moved to London this year, and I have another friend who's living in Spain and has been for the last year or two. And they all just seem significantly happier. Not to say everything is perfect in Europe, the UK, all that, but I don't know. I'm just in this vibe of like, let's see, I'm 34 now, I'll be 35 next year, and just, you know, just trying to figure things out. I don't need an answer, but just figuring things out. So yeah, that's really what's been new with me. I'm really excited about next week's episode. It's with a woman named Anna. And we recorded months ago, and then I was using the platform that starts with a Z. And it crashed, and I lost the recording. And so she was very kind to come back on, and we re-recorded, and we're talking about her career path, a new project she's been working on, essentially a company she started here in Austin. And so, yeah, I'm really excited. As you know, always, if you want to be on the podcast, you can sign up. The link is in the show notes. And at the end of every episode, I have been asking myself a question, and that is, what is the best advice I've gotten this week? Or what's a piece of advice I would give to someone who is struggling? My advice for someone who is struggling would be, if you can get into therapy, find a way to get into therapy. And I know it's expensive, or it can be, and I know it's a very privileged thing to say you want to do, but I truly shout out to Brittany. You guys know we're a Brittany fan account here on the podcast. Brittany's my therapist. I've been with her for 3 years now, if I'm counting correctly, 2 or 3. And truly, every week we met Monday, and she's like, what do you want to talk about? I was like, I don't think I have much. And then 40 minutes in, I've talked about work the entire time. And then like the last 10 minutes is about like a relationship I'm working out with her. Well, we're talking through with her. But yeah, therapy is just like a really great way to do that. If therapy isn't an option, I say truly ask your friends and your people for help. Lean on them. A friend of mine recently got top surgery, and they are not a person who asks for help but always offers help. And so they wrote a newsletter. I'll link it here. It was really great. Talking about how this has really taught them how to ask for help. And I think it's just like such a beautiful reminder of like, we are not alone. Our people are there. They want to help us. That's it for this week's episode of The Tea with Bree. Be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at The Tea with Bree. Send me an email at theteawithbree@gmail.com or visit the website, theteawithbreepodcast.com. You can find me, your host, Brianna Jenkins, on Instagram at Brianna Jenkins. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. A special thanks to Mama Duke for our theme music, and I will catch you next time. Bye.